he loves that song, but he thinks it's called something different.
That old Beach Boys song, Bomberan.
Yeah, Senator Fetterman says we should go to war with Iran. He's not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed, but 10, 20 million casualties tops. On that happy note, here's Herb Alpert to take us to news time. Is that the missile launch warning? What was that? Celebrating his 90th birthday, I posted a video to Facebook this morning of Herb Alpert on the CBS Morning News. It's worth watching. He'll be in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks. I'm Jay Thurber, in case you want to know where to send the complaint letters. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 101.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Tony Waterman. The FBI on Friday arrested a judge in Wisconsin who it claims intentionally misdirected federal immigration agents and helped an undocumented migrant evade arrest in her courthouse. In a post on X, the FBI director, Kash Patel, said Judge Hannah Dugan had been arrested on obstruction charges, but the post was quickly deleted. In court filings, the government said Dugan sent the agents away from the immigrants' domestic violence hearing last Friday and then escorted the man and his lawyer out a side door. Patel said the man was later arrested. President Donald Trump has threatened to investigate and prosecute officials who stand in the way of immigration arrests and deportations. Disgraced U.S. Congressman George Santos has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison after pleading guilty to committing wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. FSN's Mitch McCann reports from New York.
When George Santos was elected to Congress in 2022, it was heralded as a major win for a gay Republican from a largely Democratic U.S. state. However, Santos' life began to unravel when it emerged he had told a number of lies, ranging from his work and education history to false claims about winning sporting championships and being Jewish. The government then charged Santos with committing wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. The charges included allegations that Santos regularly lied about campaign donations he received in order to qualify for a Republican Party program that would give him financial support. Prosecutors had asked the judge to impose a 7-year sentence, a term of imprisonment that Santos described as absurd. In the end, the judge agreed with prosecutors, imposing a term of 87 months. At the sentencing on Friday, the judge questioned Santos' claims that he regretted his actions, saying, "Where's the remorse? Where do I see it?"
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare on a Manhattan street in December, has pleaded not guilty to federal charges. It means he'll now face a trial in which prosecutors will seek the death penalty. FSN's Nick Harper reports.
During Friday's appearance in New York, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione pleaded not guilty to federal charges in relation to the killing of Brian Thompson. The CEO of the major healthcare insurer was gunned down outside his hotel in New York in December. The Justice Department has indicated it will seek the death penalty in this federal case. A date for that trial will be set at the next hearing on December the 5th. Mangione is also facing state charges in both New York, where the killing took place, and Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
You don't have to look at pictures on the radio. It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground, or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all. Just as long as you keep listening to the radio. We're smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Call and tell them what you look like on the radio. Cause if they never see you, then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you've got any.
Cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blunders.
R-A-D-I-O.
More vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
Thank you.
Taylor Band getting us started. 108, much more music time. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. That's who I am. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. We're spinning a hit to give you fits in the burger pits right up until the 3 o'clock hour. Oh, those moldy, oldy golden gassers of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. If you live in the McKeesport Area School District and you have a child who's getting ready for kindergarten, well, then you need to learn about kindergarten. There are two sessions coming up. One's at Twin Rivers Elementary School. The other's at Francis McClure Elementary School. It's on May 2nd. Call to register, 412-664-3741.
Very superstitious.
Benjamin Franklin, who said, "You have reached the end of your free trial membership at BenjaminFranklinQuotes.com."
What a wise man.
To you, still mine.
Ready to let
it with me.
Vito and the Salutations here on Radio 9. And let's bring Lawrence Welk in to introduce this next one.
I thank you very much, Jay. Wonderful, wonderful. And now we have here on our stage a what do we call a modern spiritual. This is for all of the kids out in the audience. You can't dance to it, but the Meyer and the Florin is going to play his accordion to it. The one.
Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the
train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one took over the line.
Don't you know that we're a
sitting downtown in a railway station, one took over the line.
By Gail and Dale.
Sobering thoughts from
this
some drug-addled weirdo.
Stuck poop.
Wait. What was that about the stuck poop?
Are you trying to kill us?
What? Fiber helps you poop.
I
know.
Oh, thank you so much, YouTube, for the unintended comedy there. Sometimes the comedy on this show is unintended. Sometimes it's intended. Sometimes it just...
Touch me in the morning.
And then the comedy ensues.
Then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow. But we
yeah. Diana Ross here without the Supremes on Radio 9, and it's 1:24, much more music time. Music from the Marias coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Yeah, I played that little... See, that YouTube will do that to you. The DJs have gotten lazy, all of us, because all the music is on Spotify and YouTube now. But YouTube knows that, and they're sneaky. And so they know that if they just sneak some ads in, that you'll have to pay for YouTube, whatever it's called, YouTube Premium or whatever it's called, that doesn't have any ads on it. And if you don't, YouTube likes to get you. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video available at remastermedia.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. My beautiful wife for Easter last weekend, in your Easter basket, she put all these great snacks, most of which are healthy snacks, right? I mean, there's some jelly beans and chocolate in there, but most of them... Because she knows I'm becoming a crotchety old man and, you know, need to watch my weight. You need to maybe fit into a two-piece maybe this year. And I need to, you know, watch my heart health and all that. She put mostly healthy snacks in there. She put a big bag of mixed nuts in there. And, oh, boy. Oh, Sammy, I love me some mixed nuts. And so I was chomping on those last night while watching TV. Chomp, 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 chomp. And the thing especially with nuts, especially as you get a little older, is your body does not like all those. So about 11:30, 12 o'clock, I went to bed, and about 11:30, 12 o'clock, woke up with just the worst, like, took some baking soda and water and bicarbonate soda and water and started to feel a little bit better and went back to sleep. This morning, when I went to the bathroom, let's put it this way. The morning ablution was, is that the word for it? Was cloudy. Was a little cloudy, and I got concerned and I Googled that, and apparently nuts, this is health talk. See, you don't get this from 3WS. Mike Frazier, no offense, Mike, if you're listening, but you don't give this kind of advice to people. Apparently nuts contain a lot of phosphorus. And that can make your output in the morning very cloudy. I thought maybe it was the baking soda, but no, it was the phosphorus in the nuts can make. So now you know. One of the other causes that the online medical thing told me this morning is that it might be vaginitis. And I don't think it's that.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
I'm no doctor, but...
What's the weather gonna be?
I don't even play one on the radio.
This wonderful weekend with your radio.
I'd have to go back to that horrible place in Westmoreland County. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 65. Cloudy overnight with a low of 39. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 64. Monday, sunny with a high of 76. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and a high of 83. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers, cloudy, high 72. Right now, just out of much more P-Talk on Radio 9, it's 51 in Washington County. It is 48 in Beaver County, 46 in Butler. It's 49 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 51 at WRCT.
Thank you.
group from Los Angeles. They perform in both English and Spanish. They're called the Marías. The lead vocalist's name is Maria Zardoya. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, Doug Turth used to say, you're in big trouble. I don't know either. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips on Radio 9.
Made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend. Think of you.
it's a little cold in here. No, it isn't really. James Brown, the famous Flames, to warm us up.
Cause I know I'm only fooling myself.
for all the people who say I never play any slow songs. Brenda Lee from 1963, Little Miss Dynamite. Before that, we heard the famous Flames with James Brown and Try Me. And we kicked it off with Leon Tarver and the Cordones. What's wrong with me? It would take a long time to figure out what's wrong with me. Many, many, many doctors have been frustrated trying to determine that. Cat Stevens on Radio 9.
I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I won't need nobody else. No, no, no. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman. One who'll make me do my best. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I know the rest of my life will be blessed. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
Stevens on Radio 9. More music after these important messages.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
Here's stock car racing champion, Cal Petty Jr.
When I am on a track, it is all business at 150 miles per hour. I cannot have any kind of distractions. When you are driving, you need both your hands on the wheel. That is why I have joined with National safety officials to say please do not pick your nose while you are driving. 17% of all Americans pick their noses while they are driving. Last year, approximately 65,000 people were injured in motor vehicle crashes involving a driver picking his or her nose, and many of the injuries involved serious damage to sensitive nasal membranes. 567.3 people were killed in these accidents. Mining for nose gold is fun and makes us feel good, but if you must pick, please do not drive. Keep your fingers on the controls, not up in your nose. This is Cal Patty Jr. saying picking while driving is not a good idea.
A message from the National Foundation for the Prevention of Mobile Rhinotolexis. Learn more at www.pickalanenotawinner.org.
Screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh.
Sports and weather coming up next. Here's Johnny Rivers. About that rock and pneumonia and a boogie woogie flu here on Radio 9 at 1:51. Much more music time. News coming up for you at 2 o'clock. More music on the other side of that. Don't forget to stay tuned at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies for smooth, relaxing, and easy. Host Eric O'Brien brings you all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional bonus material and a few moments of silliness. It's a good time to ease into your Saturday afternoon. Hey, the news, I mean, you're going to hear it at 2 o'clock, and you'll be like, I'm going to go back to bed. No, stay up and just listen to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and let Eric O'Brien and his soft sounds mellow you out. That's coming up at 3 o'clock right here on Independent Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Chet Holmgren scored 23 of his 24 points in the second half to help the Oklahoma City Thunder rally from a 29-point deficit and stun the Memphis Grizzlies for a 3-0 in their first-round playoff series. The Thunder completed that wild rally and earned the win on Thursday in Memphis. That comeback was the second largest in NBA playoff history since 1997. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Pirates beat the Dodgers last night by a score of 3-0. It's the Bucks and Dodgers again today at Dodger Stadium. Game time 9:10 our time. Mitch Keller is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Rays over the Padres 1-0. Marlins beat the Mariners 8-4. It was the Rangers over the Giants 2-0, and the Reds over the Rockies by a score of 8-7. Well, as of this writing, Shedder Stevens is still waiting for a call on the NFL draft's final day. That was a shocking turn of events for a quarterback who was arguably expected to be picked very high in the draft. This, according to the Associated Press, there is uncertainty surrounding the Colorado star and the son of Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders. Generally regarded as one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft, Sanders did not get taken in the first round on Thursday, nor was he chosen in the second and third rounds on Friday. As of a little bit before noon today, he was still available. Sad news to report about the Steelers' first-round draft pick, Derek Harmon. His mother, Tiffany Sane, who had been in a hospital, died just after her son was selected in the first round of the NFL draft. The family confirmed this yesterday. Harmon had told reporters on Thursday that his mom was on life support and that he planned to visit her at a Detroit hospital after he was picked. He joined the Steelers at number 21 overall. Tiffany Sane, Harmon's mother, sustained a stroke while he was still a freshman in college. She was paralyzed on her left side and had undergone 8 different brain surgeries. So sad news there, and sympathies to Derek Harmon, picked first round in the Steelers draft, who has just lost his mom. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 65. Cloudy overnight with a low of 39. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 64. Monday sunny, high 76. Tuesday sunny, maybe a shower in the afternoon with a high of 83. And then on Wednesday, chance of showers and a high of 72 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 51 in Washington, 48 in Beaver County. It's 49 now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and Street Level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 50 at WRCT with new music from the Black Keys. The Black Keys here on Radio 9 with new music, and Jay in North Hills heard me talking about them. What happened after I ate too many nuts last night? They were talking about that on the phone. He called 412-385-7450. And I was reminded of a story.
Oh, really?
Comedian Alan King was in the hospital. And he told this story, I think, on The Tonight Show. Every day they would bring him apple juice, and he hated apple juice. And every day the nurse would yell at him because he had not drank the apple juice. But also every day, Alan King said, they would take a sample. And he noticed that the cup for the apple juice and the cup for the sample were the same size. So he poured the sample, or he poured the apple juice into the sample cup. Alan King said a nurse came in and picked up the sample cup, and she said, my, we're cloudy today. And Alan King said, oh, really? Let's run it through again. And drank it. I don't know when they picked the nurse up off the floor. News is coming up next here on the most disgusting oldie show I've ever done. Celebrating his 90th birthday this year. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 with me, Uncle Jay, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
In historic time.
Since there's only less than 30 days for most schools in the state of Tennessee to be in service, then it would cut our after-school programs come the next year, and particularly our summer programs that augment this in-school learning and skill building.
Tanya Coates with the Tennessee Education Association says teachers are worried about President Donald Trump's threats to cut federal funds over public K-12 diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and lesson plans. In response to lawsuits, judges are at least temporarily blocking those administrative moves. Coates says DEI services help low-income students and those with disabilities go to college. As the White House is also moving to dismantle the Department of Education and shift control of its funds to the states, rural communities want Congress to reauthorize a program to support schools and roads in 700 counties. Mark Haggerty with the Center for American Progress says the bipartisan Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act was supposed to be a stopgap to help counties that lost revenue when timbering on federal land declined. But he says places like Washington State's Skamania County still need it.
The industry doesn't support local schools, sheriff's departments anymore. If you just look at the way the economy actually works, it doesn't work for rural places.
A federal judge is blocking part of a Trump executive order requiring proof of citizenship to vote or register. Non-citizen voting is already illegal for federal elections and seldom happens. A separate federal judge is blocking the White House from defunding cities which don't cooperate with federal immigration actions. That judge also issued a similar order early in the president's first term. Meanwhile, Trump is directing the Department of Justice to investigate Act Blue, the Democratic Party's main fundraising platform. The White House says the probe will look for illegal straw donations and funding by foreign individuals. According to the New York Times, this is the third time in as many weeks where Trump has used government power to target his political enemies. The Arkansas Secretary of State is being sued by the League of Women Voters over rules they call unconstitutional. The state's initiative process allows people to propose statutes or constitutional amendments, then collect signatures to get them on the ballot. But Attorney David Couch says lawmakers have acted in contradiction to that.
When you have a right to do that under your state constitution, the federal constitution protects that right. There are free speech rights. The United States Supreme Court has said that the right to petition is core political speech, and you can't impose any laws to restrict it unless there's legitimate purpose.
Florida State University students joined survivors of past mass shootings at the state capitol this week, demanding Governor Ron DeSantis veto a bill that would lower the gun purchasing age to 18. The protest follows last week's shooting at the school's student union, the 79th mass shooting this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Kame Strickland was working on an engineering lab project when alerts flashed across his phone. He spoke moments after the campus-wide lockdown was lifted.
Campus has always been a safe place, so to see this happen is crazy. I mean, you always hear about it happening somewhere else or other schools or, you know, but you never really think it's going to happen here.
FSU had a separate mass shooting a decade ago. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello, audience. Please don't murmur. You are listening to Jay Thurber. He is sometimes entertaining. And I'm telling you, there's no use in complaining. He likes Freebird and Tom Lehrer. Narrow neckties, he's a wearer. Though his show may have some merit, it's Jay Thurber, you'll just have to grin and bear it.
You look like an angel.
Five seven four five zero. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Oh Lord, here comes Jerry Reed.